Thank you. Mr. Chairman, distinguished colleagues, in support of next steps on the issue of laws, I would like to share with you a few observations from UNIDIR's latest report entitled Safety, Unintentional Risk, and Accidents in the Weaponization of Increasingly Autonomous Technologies. Much of the laws discussion in the CCW has so far focused on whether the introduction of laws would create a legal responsibility gap in targeting and individual attacks. Apportioning responsibility for this is a critical concern, but we have to ask, is it enough? No complex, tightly coupled technology is fail-safe, even when carefully designed and operated. Nevertheless, as detailed in our paper, we found that the laws may pose novel, unintended forms of hazards to human life that typical approaches to ensuring responsibility may not effectively prevent. In systems using machine learning techniques, in particular, the observability of the internal processes may be low, and timely human directability, in the case of errors, rather limited. This contributes to unpredictability, about which some governments here have expressed very serious concerns. Experts themselves have begun to call for more attention to understanding and preventing machine learning-related accidents. At present, because many of the applications of autonomous systems are in their infancy, the consequences of such accidents are probably limited. However, this is likely to change, probably much sooner than we may expect, especially if there is further convergence between the development of autonomous systems based on machine learning and interest in weaponizing them in some way. Where machine learning is being used in civil systems, such as autonomous cars, a hybrid of machine learning, handcrafted rule sets, and fail-safes are used. And even then, formally verifying the behavior of machine learning subsystems is a risk mitigation challenge. For instance, and by way of example, Google has put in more than 3 million kilometers of actual road testing in real driving conditions and has said that considerably more testing will be needed before it puts such vehicles into production. It is very hard to envisage what an equivalent level of testing and fail-safes would look like for an autonomous weapon system. Nevertheless, the outcomes of autonomous weapon system failures could include fratricide, civilian casualties, or unintended escalation in crises as machines pursue emergent yet inexplicable goals such as aerial denial. And this could have strategic consequences. As explained in our latest paper, having humans in or on the loop is not a solution in itself to safety-related risks. In many cases, the human operator is expected to understand how the complex system works, as well as anticipate its actions. And ultimately, this can increase their level of responsibility. Besides the practical hazards this kind of practice can create, it also raises the question of whether humans should be placed in situations in which they are held accountable for the behavior of armed learning systems they might not be able to understand or fully control. Governments are responsible for creating sound policies on which uses of autonomy are legitimate in weapon systems. Advances in relevant technologies and mounting public concern are adding to the pressure to do so. We encourage the high contracting parties to consider all facets of the issue of responsibility in your future discussions, including the consequences that arise from accidents and unintended risks in systems dependent on machine learning in their critical functions. UNIDIR's latest paper serves as one resource. This and the project's earlier papers and audio files from public events are available on our website, and I'd like to take this opportunity to thank Canada, Germany, Ireland, and the Netherlands for their investment in this ongoing work at UNIDIR. UNIDIR, for its part, will continue to support your work. In 2017, in anticipation of the establishment of a GGE, our work will have a particular focus on definitions and characteristics of autonomous weapon systems, mapping friction points in near-term technological development, as well as looking in depth at the impact of biases and values on machine learning systems. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you very much.